Chungamira Izimondi is the director of the group Youth Against Drug Dependency and Alcoholism.
There hasn't been much research on the prevalence of drug abuse in Zimbabwe, but judging from media and police reports, comments from government officials and complaints from affected communities, it is safe to conclude that there has been an increase in drug abuse exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic.
Plot Marco is the director of Jebiliga Dance Trust, a non-profit organization which uses hip-hop culture to keep young people off the streets. He finds the drug abuse situation worrying.
The situation is quite scary to talk of. A lot of young people are now exposed to the use and abuse of these illicit drugs. I think the situation has been further compounded by the hardships in the country, the worsening economic situation, and then now because of COVID, a lot of young people that were primarily hustling before are not having any other source of income. And for them to numb themselves from these economic difficulties, they're using drugs.
Zimondi says a variety of drugs are in demand.
The new drug of choice currently being abused is crystal meth, popularly known as Mutoriro or Guka Makafela in the streets. Other drugs being abused include alcohol, cannabis, and non-medicinal use of controlled medicines such as codeine, containing cough medicines, and benzodiazepines. There have also been drug busts of cocaine at the airport.
And Plot Marco says there is no deliberate, effective plan to get young people off drugs.
What makes even the situation more difficult is that there are no rehabilitation centers that are easily accessible to young people. The few that are available are actually out of reach for many in terms of cost. And the government's quick remedy to substance abuse always tends to take the young people into incarceration so they get arrested.
He adds that some struggling with drug abuse are treated at government psychiatric hospitals for mental illness. All the above avenues, incarceration or psychiatric hospitals, often result in the release of young people who quickly relapse. The government started a 5-year National Drug Master Plan last year. It's unclear if it's having an impact. For VOA, this is Kudzai Zvinavashe from Harare.